Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Tissot Podcast. This is Afwan Mustafa, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, series number 8. Allah's divine inspiration touches Muhammad. 4 years after his marriage, Muhammad had been accustomed to secluding himself in a cave in Mount Al-Hira, a few miles from Mecca. To this cave, he used to go for prayer and meditation, sometimes alone and sometimes with his family. There, he often spent the whole night in deep thought and profound communion with the unseen yet all-knowing Allah of the universe. It was during one of those retirements and in the still hours of the night, when no human sympathy was near, that an angel came to him and to tell that he was the messenger of Allah, sent to reclaim a fallen people to the knowledge and service of their Lord. Renowned compilers of authentic traditions of Islam agree on the following account of the first revelations received by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him, would seclude himself in the cave of Mount Al-Hira and worship 3 days and nights. He would, whenever he wished, return to his family at Mecca and then go back again, taking with him the necessities of life. Thus he continued to return to Khadija from time to time until one day the revelation came down to him and the angel Jibril Amin appeared to him and said, "Read." But as Muhammad was illiterate, having never received any instruction in reading or writing, "I'm not a reader," the angel took a hold of him and squeezed him as much as he could bear, and then said again, "Read." Then Prophet said, "I'm not a reader." The angel again seized the Prophet and squeezed him and said, "Read, in the name of your Lord who has created all that exists, has created a man from a clot, a piece of thick coagulated blood. Read, and your Lord is the most generous, who has taught the writing by the pen, has taught men that which he knew not." Chapter 96, Ayat 1-4, Al-Quran. Then the Prophet repeated the words with a trembling heart. He returned to Khadija from Mount Al-Hira and said, "Wrap me up, wrap me up." She wrapped him in a garment until his fear was dispelled. He told Khadija what had occurred and that he was becoming either a soothsayer or one smitten with madness. She replied, "Allah forbid. He will surely not let such a thing happen, for you speak the truth. You are faithful in trust. You bear the afflictions of the people. You spend in good works what you gain in trade. You are hospitable and you assist your fellow men. Have you seen anything terrible?" Muhammad replied, "Yes," and told her what he had seen. Whereupon Khadija said, "Rejoice, O dear husband, and be cheerful. He is, whose hand stands Khadija's life, bears witness to the truth of this fact, that you will be the prophet to this people."